Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR, Judge's Report for the week of September the 1st, 2025. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial, and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening anytime via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. Mills County this week and next will be discussing abatements regarding solar farms. There are two proposed solar farms by two different companies with plans for their solar sites in the northwestern part of Mills County. Also, Mills County received from 1.5 to 3.0 inches rain over the Labor Day weekend. The courthouse total from January 1st to present is now 31.5 inches of rainfall. Our yearly average, according to the Texas Almanac for the county, is 27.5 inches. So we're already above our yearly average. Dove season started on Monday. Lots of hunters are coming into the county hunting and getting ready for deer season. Personally, I haven't seen that many doves, but the weather has been great. Football season has started for all the high school and college teams. I was in College Station for the UTSA and an A&M game on Saturday. The weather was great and had 107,000 attendance. On Thursday this week, the first pro game of the season will start with the Dallas Cowboys in Philadelphia. Another drama-filled season with the Cowboys and their top defensive player, Micah Parsons. We will see how well new coach Brian Schottenheimer will do for this year for the Cowboys. Finally, a new sign has been put up at the 1888 jail. Some grass work will begin soon at the courthouse to take care of our earlier construction projects. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays, 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.